A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Today is the second Sunday of Easter, and we usually have this passage from the Bible, John chapter 20, with regard to the appearance to the disciples, and also strengthening Thomas in the faith. You should call this doubting Thomas. But my dear friends, I think there are certain things that we do not believe unless we hear and see them. And that's what Thomas is doing here. He did not see the risen Lord, but the disciple, the rest of the disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But Thomas didn't want to accept and believe because he did not see and he did not hear Lord speaking to him. Therefore, he's a very natural person, a genuine person. And that's why he said, "I can't believe. I can't believe unless I see the nail marks of his hands. I want to touch and see." That was the proof that he was looking for. But at the same time, we need to realize that there are certain other things that even though we do not see, we need to accept. We need to believe. For an example, can you see the air? You don't see the air. But does that mean that you can't believe that there is air? You can't see it. But you feel there. We are breathing, we're breathing out because of the air. So we have to believe. Now, another example, when you go to the shop to buy eggs, you buy the eggs with a trust that it should be good ones. I mean, you can't put the egg into a scan machine and see if the egg is good or not before you buy it. You don't do that. So therefore, there are certain things that even though we don't see, we have to believe. We have to believe. It's very important. So that is why Jesus, the risen Lord Jesus, came in the midst of the disciples where Thomas was present. And he had to show him the glorious, the transcendent body. And what happened there? Though Thomas told the other disciple that I need to touch and see, he did not want to do that because he was full of faith at that point when Jesus gave appearance to Thomas. That is why he made the ultimate proclamation, the most superior, supreme proclamation of the Lord. Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." No one ever called Jesus as God. They called him Master. They called him even Lord. They called him Rabbi, teacher, but they never called God. Never called God. If you can't call God as an ordinary person, where God is supreme for the Jewish people. But here you see, he broke down all the traditions and law and everything, and he proclaimed, "My Lord and my God." There he accepted the risen Lord Jesus as his God. Not only his Lord, his God. There is something else that we need to understand here, my dear friends. The absence of faith brings suspicion and fear. That's very important in our ordinary life. The absence of faith brings suspicion and fear. It is true in our life, in our families as well. But there are three words that we need to understand here. The first is trust. What is the meaning of trust? You trust someone. And you trust someone and you give that person a task or something or somebody to take care of with that trust. We are all working on trust basis, including the family, the husband and wife, parents and children, children among children. We are all working in trust basis, even in the church. Now, among the disciples, Judas Iscariot was given the money bag. He had to take care of the money bag. So there is trust involved. There is trust involved. Especially with regard to finance, we don't just appoint a person whom we do not trust. We appoint a person whom we trust. But what happened? Judas Iscariot, he broke that trust. He used to steal money from the money bag. And therefore, he broke that trust. And that took him to the end of his life. So trust is very important. We begin everything with trust. Begin everything with trust. The second word is believe. Jesus told him, "Stop doubting, Thomas, and believe." Believe in the Bible stands as an active verb. It's a verb, it's not a noun. If there is something active, that is alive. So our belief has to be alive, to be active. You believe something to be happening. So there is something, some action involved there. Now, for example, if you are a teacher or a parent, you believe that your son or daughter or student will do the exam to the best. So you believe that. So unless the exam is over, you have that belief in you. So that is active. So that is why this word belief is always active in the active form in the Bible. Thomas couldn't believe that Jesus was risen. He couldn't believe. But after seeing him, he started believing. So that is the action that Thomas performed in front of Jesus. And the third word is faith. This trust is the development of belief. You first trust something and then you start believing on it. And the final one is the faith. Faith is the spiritual exercise. It has connected to the divine, to God. It is the expression of what we believe. What we believe. So starting with trust, you go on to believe, and then finally you express what you believe. And that is the faith proclamation. And that is what Thomas did here when he said, my Lord and my God. There are so many books written on this particular verse. My Lord and my God. It's not just four words. It has a marvelous meaning when it says, my Lord and my God. Therefore, my dear friends, let us have this trust continuously in our life. The family relationship, the relationship with our friends, the relationship with our neighbors, the relationship with our church community, and wherever the place that we are working, trust is very important. This is the basis. This is the basis. If you fail to trust, or if you drop trust, everything will be yours. Everything will be yours. You may have experience in your life. The time that the people broke trust. What is the situation there? Very sad. Very sad situation. So trust is very important. And once it is broken, there is chaos. It's very difficult to put it back away. Very difficult to put it back. So my dear friends, today's message for us to not only Thomas said that I can't believe there is a God unless I see him. But after he saw the experience, he started believing. But what about the Thomases in our context today? How many are there who can't believe the risen Lord Jesus? Who are seeking for proofs to believe the Lord Jesus, the risen Lord Jesus? There are Thomases. There are Judases who are breaking trust, who are unable to believe the faith or believe in the risen Lord Jesus. Therefore, my dear friends, let us begin everything with trust. Let us ask God to send His Holy Spirit, because in the human power you can't do that. We need the power from on high, the power of the Holy Spirit. We start with trust, and the rest of the things Jesus will take care of. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank and praise you for teaching all of us this morning in and through the life of Thomas. Father God, pardon for our shortcomings. Pardon for the times that we have not trusted in your words. And we pray that you will send down your Holy Spirit upon all of us, so that we can begin everything with trust and finally experience your divine presence in our life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.